Chapter 8. I wanted to pull at Hara into my room, but she stepped back into the hall and glanced down to the other doors.
"I do not want to stay in a room,"
she said, and my heart sank. "Oh," I said. Sorry, I guess I misread what you meant there. You said you wanted to mate."
"I do."
The alien nodded vigorously.
"But not inside here. I do not want Quan to be angry at you. You won a smile from him."
"I did," I laughed quietly.
"And you gain his acceptance,"
Adhara continued.
"I do not want trouble for you."
"All right, well, let's go for a bit of a walk then." I grabbed my clothes so fast I almost fell over as I pulled my pants on. All I could think about was Adhara's slender body in my arms and how she would taste when I pulled her close. Adhara watched silently as I slipped on my boots and grabbed my sharp gun, and then I half fell out of the room in excitement. As soon as I quietly shut the door, I laced my fingers between hers and we started to creep down the hall. I could barely keep my eyes on anything but her, and how her hips swayed as she walked. I could hardly believe I was going to see her gorgeous body finally. And when she said she wanted to mate, did that mean getting her pregnant or just sex? I tried to steady my breathing as we reached the lobby, and I wondered if the guards would stop us if we got in the elevator. The men seemed as stoic as usual and didn't even glance our way as Adhara pulled me toward the glass doors. "Are we going up to the spa room?" I asked, as she hit one of the buttons, and I pulled her closer as the doors slid shut. The lilac woman looked up at me, and her green eyes were wide as she tilted her head and smiled.
"No,"
she replied.
"I like the bed in my ship."
I grinned as the elevator sped to the ground level, and I could feel my heartbeat quicken as I stared at the beautiful alien.
"We will walk quickly to ship,"
Adhara said. "Yeah," I nodded as the glass doors slid open. "Especially since I need you to get there literally as soon as humanly possible. Alienly possible?" I pulled the pretty alien out of the elevator, and she laughed as I started to run out into the night with her hand still clasped in mine. The air was crisp, and there was a distant chirp of some night bird as I looked up at the starry sky. The moon was full, and there were wispy clouds which drifted by with the breeze. It was a perfect night, and I knew it was about to become even better as soon as we stepped on board the ship. We slowed down as we reached the hedge, which hid the base entrance, and I took a second to listen out for any eerie clicks or heavy footsteps. Adhara dropped my hand to grab her gun, and we quickly pushed our way through the hedge into the jungle. Then we started to jog toward the ceiling. It only took a few seconds before we could see the subtle glow of the force field, and the wind rustled all the leaves around us as we ran into the clearing.
"I go inside,"
Adhara purred as she dropped my hand.
"I will turn off shield."
I nodded as the lilac alien jumped through the glittering shield, and I stood alone in the forest as I tried to pay attention to my surroundings. There were no sudden movements or nearby roars, and I took a second to breathe in the fresh air and enjoy the feel of the breeze. I stared up at the stars as the force field suddenly buzzed off, and I knew I was about to experience a night I would never forget. I stepped into the ship, and the force field came back on as I headed into the control room. The moonlight lit up one side of Adhara's face as she stood waiting by the window. Her silver freckles sparkled, and she tucked her hair behind her ear as she smiled at me. Her slender frame was still hidden inside her silver flight suit, and the blood rushed to my head as I imagined peeling it all off. I placed my sharp gun down against the wall and slowly made my way toward the beautiful alien. "Are you sure?" I asked as I reached her. "This is what you want?"
"Yes, Jason,"
Adhara purred.
"I want you to mate with me. Make me feel good."
"I can do that," I whispered. And then I pulled her by the waist into a kiss that made the world spin. I pressed my lips gently onto hers and clutched her slim hips as our tongues started to explore each other. Adhara's lips were soft and cushiony, and her mouth tasted like peppermint. Her hands clutched onto my belt, and as our kiss became deeper, her hands started to wander up to my chest. She pulled away and smiled as she licked her lips. "Oh, you taste amazing," I said. "I can't wait to taste the rest of your body."
"Good,"
she purred.
I am fertile. Is that fine? I want your sperm inside of me at the end, okay? We mate for offspring? I want one from you.
Can we make a child together?
I do not know.
She shrugged, and her full lips formed a bit of a frown. Well, we'll sure as hell try then, I said as I traced her pouty lips with my finger.
This way,
she said, and she pulled me toward one of the rooms at the back of the ship as moonlight danced over her silent hair. Then Adhara hit a button next to the door on the right, and it slid open to reveal a small room entirely made up of a mattress and sheets. As I had expected, everything looked slightly odd, and the covers seemed to glisten with gold as soft pink lights glowed above us. It was the same lighting from the weapons room, and it illuminated the space just enough for me to see Adhara's silver freckles gleaming. Nice room, I smiled, as we stood at the foot of the bed. It would be rude to go on the bed with our shoes and clothes on, though. Adhara bit her lip, and to my surprise she reached out to lift up my shirt. I'd expected her to shyly undress, but she pulled at the material of my clothes purposefully, and she smiled once I was topless. Then she ran a hand over my chest and squeezed my biceps as she looked down at my pants. My excitement grew as her hands snaked down to my belt, and I could feel my cock becoming rock hard as the pretty alien started to undo the buckle. I ran my hands through her silver hair as she started to pull my pants down, and I groaned as she bent down to pull them all the way off. Her face being so close to my cock drove me wild, and I could feel her warm breath through the material of my boxers. The beautiful alien stood back up as I kicked off my pants, and I gently pulled at the hem of her silver shirt. I slowly lifted it up her torso, and she held her arms up to help me. Underneath, she wore a dark silver lacy bra with black trim. I could now see she had beautifully perky breasts, and her stomach was sculpted and tight. Damn. I threw the shirt down and took a moment to enjoy the sight of her cleavage, and then I wandered my hands down to her waistband. Oh, you're beautiful.
You say nice words.
Adhara's breathing started to quicken as I slid her pants down over her ass, and she helped me pull them off so she stood in only her bra and panties. Oh, fuck. My mouth fell open as I looked at her body, and my cock throbbed as I ran my hands over her firm ass. I pulled her in close and started to hungrily kiss her as I reached up to unclip her bra. Once my fingers found the clasp, it popped open a hell of a lot easier than human bras did, and as the material fell to the floor, I looked down to see her perfect handful-sized breasts had dark purple areolas and pink nipples.
Do I look okay?
Adhara asked in a soft tone. You're fucking perfect, I growled. And she giggled as I stooped down and ran my tongue over her nipples.
You look so good, too,
she whispered.
I want to see all of you now.
Oh, yeah? I asked. I want to see all of you, too. Her slender hand ran down to my cock, and she gently stroked my erection through the fabric as I groaned. Adhara gasped as she caressed along my shaft, and I hoped she knew what to expect from a human guy.
Your male part feels so big,
she whispered, and she shuffled back to sit on the bed before she pulled me closer. My crotch was right in her face as she started to lower my boxers, and I held on to her silver hair as she pulled out my rock-hard cock.
Jason,
she whispered, as she stared with wide eyes.
You are amazing. I have never seen anything like you.
Do the males of your race, look different? I asked.
Much smaller,
she said and cocked her head to the side.
Not even half of this size, and not so beautiful to look at.
Oh, I laughed lightly. Well, I'm glad you approve.
I do not only approve, I yearn for you,
Adhara told me, and I could tell by the way her eyes burned into mine that this word translated perfectly.
I very much like to see you like this.
Thank you, I breathed, as she started to grasp the base of my erection with a firm hand. She stroked me up and down, and I let out a moan of pleasure as electricity shot through my veins. I couldn't believe she was actually touching me, and I was about to fuck the most beautiful alien imaginable.
The girls told me it tastes good,
Adhara said as she looked up at me.
Can I taste?
Please do, I sighed. I want you to taste me. My cock throbbed as the alien smiled sweetly, and then she lowered her mouth down toward my cock. She gently reached her tongue out and licked from the base slowly up to the head. But then she wrapped her lips around the tip of my cock. Fuck, I whispered, and when she started to take more of me into her mouth, I felt faint with the pleasure from her warm tongue. Adhara started to slowly move up and down, and she kept her hands down at the base while she bobbed. I gripped her soft silver hair as she worked, and she started to move so quickly I had to close my eyes to stop myself coming right there and then. I wanted to make the most of my night with Adhara, and there were so many things I wanted to do with her. I want to taste you too, I moaned. Let's get you into bed so I can touch every inch of your body. The alien slowly slid my cock out of her mouth and licked her lips as she gazed up at me.
You do taste amazing,
she said and stood up.
I am ready for your mating. I feel wet here.
She led my hand to her panties, and I ran a finger over her lace-covered mound. Adhara let out a little moan in response, and her gills fluttered as I started to lower her panties down. As I pulled the material off her, I saw she had a perfectly smooth pussy, and I could tell she was soaked already as I ran a finger along the outside of her lips. She gasped as I pushed her back onto the bed. I climbed onto the firm mattress as Adhara laid on her back, and I positioned myself between her lilac-colored legs as I took in the sight of her gorgeous figure. I'm gonna make you feel so good, I said. Tell me if this feels nice. I slowly slid my hands up her thighs and started to run my fingers along the slit of her wet pussy. I wanted to tease her and make her desperate for my touch, but her juices had already started to leak out onto my hand, so I knew she was already past desperate. Then the beautiful alien opened her legs wider, and I could see she had the same clitoris location as human women, so I knew how to make her moan. Just relax, I purred, as I lowered myself down so I could run my tongue over her dripping sex. I gently licked along her pussy lips to tease her as I made my way to her clit, and Adhara let out a soft humming sound.
Oh, Jason,
she whispered.
Please keep doing that. It feels very amazing. Please.
I grinned as my tongue danced over her, but I couldn't believe how sweet and minty she tasted. So I took my time lapping at her silky smooth folds. When I finally made my way to her clit, Adhara let out a low moan, and I gripped her supple thighs. Then I drew little circles on her most sensitive spot with my tongue, and her legs started to shake as I made the movements faster. Oh, you taste so good, I growled in between licks.
I'm going to...
Adhara panted, but she didn't seem to know the human word for what was about to happen. I didn't take a break to translate for her. I just kept running my tongue over her clit while she panted faster and faster. And after a few moments, the alien suddenly shuddered violently. She groaned as her perfect body began to tremble and shake, but I just continued licking and sucking on her clit as her pleasure climbed higher and higher. Finally, I sensed Adhara reach her peak, and I slowed down my licks as her body relaxed. Then I lifted my head up and saw she'd covered her mouth to try and stifle the sound. Oh, did that feel good? I purred, as I licked my lips to taste more of her juices.
I have never remembered one pleasure so big,
Adhara panted.
Oh, your mouth is amazing, Jason. I did not know it could make me feel like that. I have no memories of such an event that made my ancestors feel so wonderful.
No memories? I asked. Oh, that's right. You remember all your ancestors?
Yes.
She sighed as she blinked her silver lashes.
I... myself, have never had mating, but I know what it has felt like for my mother and father and their mothers and fathers for the last 17,000 star cycles.
Oh, I cleared my throat and my face grew a bit hotter. So, that's quite a compliment then.
Normally? Male inserts his part into female,
Adhara whispered.
Then his seed pours out quickly to mate with female.
Well, that doesn't sound very fun, I replied.
Also, male part is small. I want to feel your, it is much larger.
Do you think it'll fit? I purred as I looked down at her soaking wet pussy lips.
I will make fit. Please, Jason, put your...
She trailed off, and I shuffled up on the bed, so I laid on my side. My cock? I asked with a grin. You want me inside you?
Yes, please.
She breathed.
I want you to go far inside of me. Pour seed in me. Mate with me.
I ran a hand over the alien's perfect breasts and rubbed her nipples with my thumb. They were just as shockingly soft as the rest of her, but the dark pink buds felt almost like velvet, and I had a feeling she'd be even more lovely to touch on the inside. I have wanted this for so long, I whispered. I'm going to give you exactly what you want. I shifted my weight so I was on top of the beautiful alien, and I lined my cock up with her dripping pussy. The head of my cock slowly slid into her, and she gasped as soon as her tunnel opened up to accept my tip. Okay, I whispered, as her tightness gripped me like a vice.
Yes,
she sighed.
You are opening me.
I'm going to go in deeper, I said. And then I slowly backed out a bit before I pushed a bit deeper into her.
Oh!
She whined as her mouth hung open, and her green eyes rolled back up a bit. Oh, fuck, you are so tight. I pulled out a bit and then pushed into her more. But then the tip of my shaft pressed against some resistance, and she whined louder as she bit her lip. Ooh, shit. Are you okay? I asked, as I looked down to where we were joined. I was only an inch and a half or so inside of her, but I worried I was already pushing into her cervix.
It is seal,
she whispered, as her hands reached down to slowly stroke the spot where my cock was penetrating her.
When female has never mated before, it is there. You can push through it. Please, Jason.
Will it hurt?
In my memories, it hurts small amount. Then normally, male pour seed into female soon after. Second time is better for a female. But I think you will make me feel brilliant, like Becca says you will.
Okay, I said. And then I leaned down to kiss her full lips. Her tongue desperately danced with mine, and then I pushed my cock deeper into her. I met with the same resistance as before, but after a few seconds of my tip pushing against it, the tension released. Adhara whined into my mouth with obvious pain, but then I pulled out a bit and thrust back into her incredibly tight tunnel while I continued kissing her. We kissed for another half minute while I gently pulled out and pushed in. But then her vice-like grip surrounded the lowest part of my shaft, and I knew I was all the way inside of her. Are you okay? I asked as I broke our kiss.
Yes,
she whispered, as her emerald eyes stared at me with absolute adoration.
You were so gentle with me. In memories, male is abrupt and fast. You'll make me feel so much pleasure.
You deserve pleasure, I chuckled as I glanced down to where I was buried in between her swollen pussy lips. You are so tight around me.
You fill me up and open me,
she whispered.
It is incredible.
I'm going to move now, okay? I asked. I'll go slow. Adhara just nodded as she bit her lip, and I came more upright on my knees so I could hold on to her hips and legs while I fucked her. Then I slowly pulled out and thrust back inside of the beautiful alien's tightness. Then we were making love. Her tunnel was so tight I could tell her kind weren't exactly built for a dick my size. But she rolled against me like she desperately wanted more. And I moaned as her tensed walls surrounded me. I ran my hands across her thighs, hips, and stomach while I slid in and out of her. But her whines of pleasure combined with the look of adoration on her face made me want to kiss her again. So I soon leaned forward again to kiss her while I penetrated her. She met my mouth eagerly and whimpered as I fucked her gently. You feel incredible, I whispered into her mouth. And she ran her tongue over my bottom lip. Are you okay with...
More,
She panted at once.
I love to feel how big you are. There is nothing this wonderful in my memories. Oh, my body loves these.
My thrusts instantly sped up as I forced myself deeper into her tight pussy, and I desperately wanted to make her feel as good as I did right now. Her pussy was soaking wet as it squeezed my shaft like a vice, and the sounds of my cock sliding in and out of her were like a drum cadence to passionate moans. Pleasure ran through my whole body as I pumped in and out of the sexy alien, and I sat more upright so I could pull her hips into me once again.
This feels so good.
I looked down at her gorgeous lilac-colored body as I fucked her, and her perky breasts bounced gently while she took more and more of my cock into her velvety tunnel.
Mate with me,
she moaned as she dug her nails into my back.
Oh, mate deep inside me. Please, Jason.
You want me to fill you with my sperm? I growled. Is that what you want?
I do.
She whimpered as her green eyes glittered in the light.
I want your sperm, Jason. Pour it into me.
You're sure? I checked.
Please,
she all out begged. And the sight of her biting her full lip while her voice rang out in three different tones at once was almost too much to handle. I thrust hard and forced my full length inside her unbelievably tight pussy, and she cried out in a way I'd never heard before. The sound was half human, half moan, and the way she sounded every time I thrust it made me dizzy. The heat where our bodies merged was too much to resist, though, and I fucked the tight alien harder and harder as her lilac body jolted beneath me.
You feel so deep inside me?
Adhara gasped between her moans.
I am opening for you. You are so hard and deep. I am going to feel so good again. I feel it coming where you are deep between my legs.
You're going to come, I growled. Say it.
I'm going to come, Jason.
The alien whimpered. Oh, good. I groaned and thrust even deeper. I want you to come with me, okay? The beautiful alien nodded as she whimpered again, and I started to thrust so fast her perfect breasts bounced up and down with every stroke. Her pink and purple nipples made me salivate as they tightened into painfully taut buds, and I could see a light sheen of sweat glistening on her in the pink light.
Fuck! You're so gorgeous!
I moaned as I shoved myself as deep into her tight pussy as possible.
I'm going to pour my...
Yes!
Adhara begged.
Please, give me your sperm, Jason!
I growled as all the tension in my stomach snapped, and then my vision swam as my cock tensed and sprayed my first salvo of cum deep inside of the beautiful lilac-skinned woman.
Oh!
Adhara gasped as she shuddered, and her walls became so tight around my cock that I cried out from the intense pleasure. I could feel streams and streams of my sperm coursing into her body like a fire hose pouring lava, and I shook as every inch of me felt like I was on fire. The whole time I came, Adhara moaned in one long note that made my mind spin, and her body quivered uncontrollably as she clung to me for dear life. I could barely steady myself as the waves of pleasure just kept sweeping over me. But when we both finally came down, Adhara was trembling more than ever beneath me.
Are you okay?
I whispered, as I braced myself on my elbows and buried my face in her silver hair.
Oh, my!
Adhara whimpered.
That was... Oh, I liked it very much. So much. I have never remembered such a thing. Such pleasure. So much sperm inside my womb. Oh, Jason, it feels warm and I feel complete and happy. So happy. You poured into my womb so much sperm. I am fertile. I hope. I...
The beautiful alien was panting too fast to keep speaking. But her hands gently stroked my shoulders as I kissed her hair, her neck, and her collarbone. I was so deep inside her, and I didn't ever want to pull out. The lilac woman's pussy was the softest, tightest thing I'd ever experienced, and I could still feel her quivering through my shaft in the most enjoyable way. So I kept on kissing her velvety skin for a while as I stayed buried in her tight little body. And when I didn't get soft after a few minutes, I gave her a wide grin and moved up on my elbows so I could look down on her. I can do it again, I whispered. I'm still hard.
You can fill me with sperm again?
She gasped. Yeah, I said. And then she closed her eyes and moaned as I began to thrust inside of her soaked tunnel again. Our second session of lovemaking lasted longer than the first, but both our climaxes were just as intense. I didn't think I could possibly come as much as I had already, but the way Adhara moaned, whined, and begged for my sperm really sent me over the edge, and I pumped what seemed like another pint of cream into her while she climaxed under me. Once we were done, I finally eased my cock out of her cum-stuffed pussy, and I shivered from the sensation of not being wrapped in her tight warmth. I was grateful the spacecraft had temperature control as I fell onto the mattress beside Adhara. My whole body felt empty of all tension, and I could easily have fallen asleep in seconds after a session like that.
I love you,
Adhara said gently.
I want to be life mate with you.
Do you really mean that? I propped myself up on my side to look at her. Her lilac face glowed as her emerald eyes met mine, and I gently ran my fingers over her flat stomach.
You are good to me,
she answered.
You protect me, and I see you watching me when you worry about me.
I can't help it, I chuckled. I know this whole world is new to you, and I don't want you to be afraid.
I am never very afraid when I am by you,
Adhara admitted, and she bit her purple lip as she studied my face.
I am quiet in my mind, and I only want to be closer to you all the time. I hope your seed likes my fertile womb. I hope we make child. Then we do it again. I love you. I never want to miss you. I want every day to be with you.
I love you too. I smiled and brushed a strand of silver hair away from her face. The first time I saw you, I was speechless. And not just because you weren't from here. You literally took my breath away. I've never known someone as smart or out of this world as you. And if I'm being honest, I've been wanting to do this with you for a while now.
You have?
The alien asked.
Why did you not say this?
I didn't want to seem too intense or scare you, I laughed. You're kind of hard to read sometimes. I wasn't sure if you would want the same thing.
I have wanted this for many while too,
the alien said.
When we were in the hot room today, it made me want you even more.
I thought I caught you looking, I said with a teasing grin. But we can do this any time you want. Seriously, just say the word. You feel absolutely incredible, and I love mating with you.
Is this true?
Adhara asked as she glanced down at her own body.
This is good enough for you?
Good enough? I laughed. Adhara, you're stunning. And I thought I was going to faint from your pussy feeling so good.
Pussy?
She giggled.
What is this?
Open your legs, I murmured. The alien bit her lip again as she smiled, and she slowly spread her thighs for me. Then I slid my hand over her smooth mound, and as I trailed my fingers over her cum-soaked pussy lips, the beautiful alien gasped. This is your pussy, I whispered, and yours is absolutely perfect.
Your seed is spilling out of me,
she muttered as a bit of my cream dribbled out from between the purple lips of her pussy. I'll have to give you more then, I purred. The alien giggled again and she looked unbearably adorable as she covered her mouth. I couldn't resist pulling her hand away so I could kiss her again. But the moment I had my tongue tangled with hers, I let my hand wander back down between her lilac legs. But first I'll push this in. Can't waste any. Then I stroked and fingered her wet tunnel while she whimpered with approval, and I didn't stop until she let out another one of those amazing moans and climaxed on my hand one more time. Just hearing her orgasm ignited a flame in my dick all over again, and when I rolled on top of her, Adhara locked her legs around my hips in an instant. I was pressing my cock into her tight pussy again before I could blink, and this time I didn't take my time burying myself deep into her center. Adhara panted and cried out with every thrust while our bodies merged in a blazing, soaking wet heat, and I pounded into her tight pussy until I thought my head might disconnect from my body. I didn't come until the beautiful alien begged me to, and we both gazed deep into each other's eyes as we cried out in unison. The lilac woman's pussy was seeping with my sperm when I rolled off her again, and I locked her in my arms as I covered her silver hair in kisses.
Oh, 3 times, you poor seedent, me.
She panted and clutched my chest.
And this makes me feel so much more happy.
More happy? I asked through ragged breaths. Were you not happy?
I have been feeling very not happy with how much I am worried,
she admitted, and I shifted my hold on her so I could look into her eyes. Are you worried about the message? I asked. About the other scouts?
Yes,
the alien nodded.
I am worried they are hurt or not alive anymore.
I'm sure they're fine, I said as gently as possible. If they are anywhere near as tough as you, then they have a good fucking chance of surviving whatever they come up against.
But what if not?
She frowned and gazed up at me with wide, worried eyes.
If they are not alive, then nobody else will ever hear the message. My people will come, and we will not be able to stop them. I do not want them to hurt you, or Hewan, Becca, and Kat. I love you, and them. It would be not smart accident. All because I cannot tell my kind we made a mistake.
I wanted to believe the other 2 scouts were still alive, and I felt sure at least 1 other must have survived. They had such incredible weapons and technology. Surely there was no way they could have been killed when they could just stay inside their force fields. Then again, 1 of the scouts had already been killed at the hands of the British government, and he'd been armed with the same incredible equipment as Adhara. It was difficult to find something comforting to say without lying to her, and I knew we might end up having to face off with an entire army of aliens. Listen, I said, and looped her silver hair behind her ear. Whatever happens, I will be here with you, okay? I love you, and I will protect you no matter what.
You have protected me,
Adhara smiled.
You have always done this, even when you did not know me, and back when I did not know I loved you.
Her face suddenly fell, and she gripped tightly onto my hand as she glanced at the doorway. What's wrong? I asked.
What about the others?
She whispered.
Becca, Hewan, and Kat?
What about them? They're safe in bed by now.
But will they still like me?
Adhara worried.
If I have your child, they will be happy? I care for them. They are new family.
They love you too. I smiled as I kissed her forehead. We all mate with each other, remember? That's how our love works. You're part of that now, okay?
I am yours too?
She asked as her green eyes glimmered with hope. Absolutely, I promised. And don't forget, my other women suggested you try this with me. They were pretty on board with the idea.
Oh, yes.
Adhara laughed.
They were right about how amazing you feel. After I heard you giving pleasure to Kat, I hope they were right.
I wondered if you heard that, I chuckled. I secretly hoped you did, since she was having such a good time. I'm glad I lived up to the reviews.
You are wonderful. I did not think I would find my life mate here on this planet. I thought I would only find war. Words cannot explain how happy I feel. And my descendants will also know this joy for all future star cycles. They will know your name, and they will know how you have made me happy.
Adhara smiled, and her emerald eyes started to close as she snuggled into me. I laid on my back, and she put her head on my chest so her soft hair spilled over my shoulder. And as I wrapped an arm around her slight shoulders, my eyelids started to feel heavy. The firm mattress was incredibly comfortable, and it had just the right mix of support and softness. I was warm enough without pulling the sheets up, and I started to drift off into a happy sleep as Adhara's breathing slowed down beside me. Then a sudden burst of static noise echoed around the ship, and I jumped about a mile high as I sat bolt upright. What the fuck? I mumbled as I rubbed my eyes, and Adhara leapt out of bed.
Radio!
She yelled. Holy shit! I gasped as I jumped off the mattress and into the control room. I struggled to pull my clothes back on, but Adhara just stayed buck naked as she stumbled over to her control panel. And when the static noise came again, the speakers projected it from every angle. I covered my ears as there was a sudden shriek, and Adhara winced as she turned the volume down with a large black dial.
Sorry,
the alien said with a glance at me.
It does that sometimes.
Is it them? I asked as my heart pounded rapidly in my chest. Is it the other scouts?
I do not know,
Adhara mumbled as she looked up at the ceiling.
I did not hear any voices. It may have been picking up something else.
What else? I asked. Whatever it's picking up must be worth hearing. Even if it's not alien, it means someone else has managed to hack the system. We waited for a voice or anything to prove it wasn't just white noise, but nothing came. Adhara started to pace back and forth as she wiggled her fingers, and I hoped nobody walked past the ship or they would get an eyeful of a very naked alien. A very beautiful, glistening, perky-breasted alien with my cum trickling down her thighs. Fuck, I was crazy about this woman. But several minutes passed, and Adhara finally slouched down into the pilot seat as nothing but distant crackles came over the sound system. I'm sorry, I said and rifled my hair. Maybe it was just some kind of interference? Adhara sighed, and she drummed her fingers on the control panel and stared out into the darkness of the jungle. We heard a distant roar, but neither of us grabbed our guns. We just remained in the safety of the ship, and Adhara's eyes started to water. Hey, I said as I knelt beside her. Don't cry. We're going to work this out, okay? We'll get through it together, as a family.
Family.
Adhara nodded as a tear rolled down her purple cheek.
You make me happy with your words, Jason. Thank you.
I reached up to swipe her tear away, but then a low hum came through the speakers of the ship, and I immediately recognized it as Adhara's native language. We both shot to our feet as the hum rose and fell, and the deep voice used the guttural noises which I had heard Adhara use before. The beautiful alien frantically grabbed a small box which was clipped onto the side of the control panel, and then she spoke into it with desperate words. I guessed it was some kind of microphone aid for the radio, and I almost felt dizzy with relief as Adhara started to converse with the other alien. I paced back and forth in the control room as they spoke, and it sounded like the other alien was male, judging by the deep, bassy tone I could hear. Adhara's face was stoic as she quickly spoke in response, and her low hums echoed around the silver walls as I watched and waited. I was desperate to know what was being said, and I couldn't tell if the conversation was going well or not. The tones they used didn't reveal much, and it was impossible to tell if it was good news or bad. Still, I couldn't believe the message had actually gotten through, and this meant there was a chance the war would be stopped. Maybe it had already been called off, and the alien fleet would be on their way to help clean up the dino mess they'd created. Adhara eventually nodded and slowly put down the receiver as the other alien voice fell silent. So? I asked eagerly as I came to her side. What'd they say? Was it one of the other scouts?
It was,
the alien smiled.
I was so happy to hear his voice. I had thought for so long he would be dead.
That's great news, I grinned. I told you they would be okay. So did you tell him everything about the mix-up with the signal?
He did not believe me at first,
Adhara sighed.
He thought I was prisoner, being made to say these things by the Alakarik.
Oh, shit, I said. But you convinced him, right?
I did,
she nodded.
He did take a lot of convincing, but he believed me.
So he'll tell the others, I checked. He's going to pass it back to the rest of the fleet?
He is,
Adhara said with clear relief, and she looked out of the window as moonlight made her silver freckles sparkle.
We did it, Jason. Now we can have peace.
I wanted to laugh and cry at the same time. It had been worth all the danger it took to travel to Ravenscar, and the gamble of coming to Korea. The alien war was about to be called off. The dinosaur apocalypse was finally close to being over.